Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 27. It says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Other translation says, "If you respect the Lord God Almighty, you will live longer." Now, in this day and age of modern technological development and medical science and everything else that has, always discovering new things and new ways to keep you going long and strong on this earth, does the thought of aging make you anxious? It's a good question to ask. If so, it is time to re-examine your value system with God. Let me tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that with God, the contents are more important than the package. And in order to make peace with your wrinkles, you must come into agreement with Him. Ultimately, it's not the number of days in your life that count, but the quality of life in your days. Well, number of days are also promised as well. And along with the number of days, God has promised quality as well, because our God is a God of quality. Hallelujah. Jesus' first miracle was turning water into wine. Note what the host of the wedding reception said. In John chapter 2 verse 10, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, but you have saved the best till now." And that can be the story of your life too. You don't have to suffer from gerascophobia. That means the fear of aging. Keep fighting, keep growing, keep moving forwards, and listen to the words of Caleb. I like what he says in Joshua chapter 14 verses 8 to 13. It's a beautiful passage, and I'll take a few points from the scripture and I'll read to you. It says, "For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Moses solemnly promised me the land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and that of your descendants forever. Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive, and well has He promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country, or give me my mountain that the Lord promised me." So Joshua blessed Caleb and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the courage, that's the boldness. So don't speak the lingo and the language of the world that you have become old. You have become old and you've got no strength. But you live long, live strong, like Caleb at age 85, say, "My strength has not waned, and I will take my mountain that the Lord has promised." Hallelujah. Well, so be encouraged and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. Like Caleb, Father, I pray that our strength will not wane. But Lord, your word tells us that he wholeheartedly followed the Lord God Almighty. I pray, give us that perspective and give us that grace that we as well will follow you wholeheartedly. Abba, Father God, that in every way we will be walking in the goodness of the Lord God Almighty, in obedience to your word, in doing the work of the ministry in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father God, like Caleb, we will be able to say in our old age that, "Lord, give us our mountain, give us this land, give us this nation in the name of the Lord." And Father God, that we'll take it, we'll possess it, And as Hebron was given to Caleb, until date Hebron is recorded to Caleb's descendants in the land of Israel, Lord, so shall nations will be given unto us. As your word has promised, ask of me, and I will give you the heathens as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession. So shall we ask you the same. Abba Father, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, O Father, keep them from the enemy, and flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I speak forth and send forth your word of healing to flow, the power of God to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak blessings of robust health and strength into their bodies and into their minds. And Father, that you will receive the glory and the honor. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.